Street Beat. Bourbon Street Beat. There is a throb and a wail and a sob in the beat. On Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street Beat. Bourbon Street Beat. The heart throb you find when you're peeking behind the scene. In New Orleans, this is your theme. The music for a man who paints to a dream. A faded dream has come a part of the scene. This is the blues. Bourbon Street Beat. Bourbon Street Beat. Yesterday's sorrow and hope for tomorrow.
After Jerry Livingston and Mac David's themes in the 1959 ABC Private Dick series Bourbon Street Beat, we heard the John Spencer Blues Explosion cover there, Dr. John. That was the right place. Wrong Time. And that's the version that appeared on some B-side, but also the Scream 2 soundtrack. Big Train indeed. There's another version of which where Neve Campbell and Jada Pinkett, actresses from Scream 2, get a shout-out and possible dinner reservations as well. And the Blues continue their reissue world tour dates in Europe, and there's no word of a new album, but some singles have been popping up, including a recent cover of the Stomper Black Betty for a Volkswagen commercial. And in the background, this is Max Greger and his orchestra with Big Train, an old 60s classic that became the theme to a UK comedy sketch show from the 90s, which took its name. So that's how we're going to start off this episode of Exploding Head Movies here. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's jet-lagged little community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and on the web, www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be identifying what time zone I'm in until 9 p.m., which is Pacific Daylight, baby. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can always email me at radiofreakack@gmail.com. So with the Dr. John cover we had, we're going to do a quick look-see on the Louisiana musician who's got a new album out called Locked Down. And since I recently came back from a short jump to Finland, I'm sort of a mess from lack of sleep. So this show will kind of zip along with a few TV movie cues throughout. We're going to start off returning after a 10-year hiatus with Beachwood Sparks. The L.A. alt-country band, they had a few albums early part of Millennium, but nothing since 2002's EP, Make the Cowboy Robots Cry.
Big Train.
Big Train indeed. And, yeah, they did play a reunion show back in 2008, and they had a song on the Scott Pilgrim film. But earlier this year, they put out their first album since 2001. So from what is known as the Tarnished Gold, this is the Beachwood Sparks with... Forget the song here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Oh,
We crossed the road and never spoke to another as we flew. We left your man alone and drag, laughing there at us. A romantic bust, a blunder turned, explosive blunderbuss.
In town a week ago or so with a choice of an all-girl or all-boy band to accompany him. Since I was out of town, I read it later that it was the all-girl band called the Peacocks that backed Jack White III at last weekend's show from the Queen Elizabeth Theater. That's the title track to this year's solo album, A Blunderbuss. Though from what I read, White did play a mix of White Stripes, Rock Contours, and Dead Weather songs as I gaze upon the set list here. In the background, this is Esquivel. With his take on the Cuban standard El Manicero, or the Peanut Vendor. And this appeared on his then unreleased 1960 album, See It in Sound, which only saw release in 1998 due to its experimentalism, which says something because Juan Esquivel was further out there already, using his stereo exercising lounge Exotica pieces. You're listening to CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and this is Exploding Head Movies. And as news goes about bands that have played Vancouver live recently in a memorable way, word is the breakup of Ween isn't that big of a shock, especially after their final concert appearance last year here in Vancouver. Aaron Freeman, better known as Gene Ween, was obviously not in the best state of mind when he played, leading to a fractured performance whereby his longtime partner, Mickey Melchiondo, or Dean Ween, muted Freeman's amp as Freeman screwed up lyrics, couldn't tune his guitar, and otherwise just brought the entire show to a halt. We managed to complete their tour, but Freeman checked into rehab in Arizona. That's where he recorded his first solo album, but not as Dean Ween, rather as himself. So the Rolling Stone recently interviewed Aaron Freeman, and he indicated that Ween is now retired, which actually came as a surprise to Melchiondo. Whatever the case may be, this looks like the end of that highly flexible but snotty brand. So let's take a hit of the boognish, as they say, and we'll have a couple Ween tracks here. So from 1994's Chocolate and Cheese, This is Ween, their soulful Freedom of 76. with a tribute to Philadelphia there, Freedom of 76. Then we heard something that was used wonderfully in the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, but originally appeared off their nautical theme 1997 album, The Mollusk. That was Ween there with Ocean Man. In the background, from their 2000 album, White Pepper. This is Ice Castles. And Ween started off as a lo-fi alternative band, squeaky voices, as evidenced by Push the Little Daisies, but later on showed some insane skills, including one album recorded in Nashville, doing a full-on country theme there. And yeah, Ween were called Finishing Over by Aaron Freeman, a.k.a. Dean Ween. He was in the midst of touring in support of his first album, not as Dean Ween. It's called Marvelous Clouds. It consists purely of covers of Rob McEwen's songs, an insanely prolific songwriter in the 60s, who also translated Belgian singer Jacques Brel's songs into English. But who knows if Ween actually is done. Odds are right now with bands is that they'll reunite down the road and they'll bring back the brown. Let's see, what should we do here? Let's hop over to Brooklyn here. And this band has some ties to Das Racist. And that's unfortunately all I can really tell you. Though they have a new album out now called Black Flute. But we're going to go back to 2010 and an EP called Baby Style. This band is called Keep Away. And these are Yellow Wings here on CITR Vancouver.
Hey! Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Some fucking
chemical in your brain
that makes us different from animals,
makes us all the same.
Take it if it makes you numb, take it if it makes you calm, take it if it makes you make it perfect. Take it if it makes you talk, take it if it makes you cough, take it if it makes you forget verses.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
To anything,
long as you're alive.
Still haven't taken any more of
this. Just a legal cut.
I'm gonna get enough.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take too much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say I told you so.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep it off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it soft.
Stinking, stinking,
enjoy these sounds. CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
Cover there. We'll just do a quick shout out to the very least how we started that set off there. That was Keep Away with Yellow Wings. Then we heard Rangers, which is the project of Dallas resident, originally from San Francisco, Joe Knight. What we heard was Deerfield Village. And that's off the 2010 album Suburban Tours. But his latest album, last year's Pan Am Stories, through the Not Fun label. Then we close with a track found on the 127 Hours soundtrack. Originally came out on a 2008 12-inch. It was released through the DFA label. That was Free Blood with Never Hear Surf Music Again. And you can start here ties to some of the bands involved with this. The main one that jumps out to me is Jung Poo of Chick Chick Chick. Now, in the background here, this is the unaired Long Main theme to Family Feud. We'll slowly segue into some of the other variations that exist here. And of course, part of the reason we're playing that's the recent passing of Richard Dawson, host of Family Feud, also as Corporal Peter Newkirk on Hogan's Heroes, and a frequent panelist on the ever-awesome Match Game. He was born Colin Lionel M. He went out briefly with the utterly gorgeous British sexpot girl, Diana Dorse. Yeah, unfortunately, he passed away this past Saturday at the age of 79. Richard Dawson, great guy. And then the Trololo guy. Just heard they are giving the little station identification here. Edvard Anatolievich Kiel, Russian baritone singer, passed away this morning. Come on, Family Feud. There we go. We got some fiddle now. So yeah, Edvard Kiel died this morning in Russia at the age of 77, and he was a big singer in Soviet Russia. And part of the reason the fame of the Trololo song was that it was a basically a non-vocal version of a song that was banned by the Soviets. It was originally I Am Glad Because I'm Finally Returning Back Home. Something about cowboys on the prairie, but the various government officials did not approve of it. So Edvard Kiel came up with the I could do a better version. Not now. Later, if you ask me nicely. How many... We have a lot of Family Feud themes here. Anyway, so yes, Edvard Kiel passed away. Once I have a bit more time, I'll dig up some of the music that he did sing and perform. That didn't go totally meme-worthy, but he was in on the joke after he started listening and seeing all the footage on YouTube of what they'd done to him. Never got a kopeck from it, though. Anyways, this is Gak here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And let's get some local music out of the way here. And Jay Arner has been a big part of the music scene here in Vancouver for a while. You know him recently with Fine Mist, but bands such as International Falls and all the production work that he's been doing as of late. And he has a band because he's doing a solo thing right now. And he's been playing live for a bit. And he's got a new album coming up soon. But he's already released a track from it. So here's Jay Arner. Broken Glass here on CITR Vancouver.
I Waste is Vancouver's premier independent music festival, highlighting our region's most exciting and innovative bands. Come out between June 7th and June 10th to see shows by Apollo Ghosts, Capital Six, Phoenix Thunderbird, Ketamines, and Weed, as well as art and comedy. Full festival passes are only $15 and promise an unhealthy amount of awesomeness. For more information, visit musicwaste.ca.
All right, we had a double shot there. Following me, some Jay Arner and two great sort of local acts. I think Bleeding Hearts is playing Music Waste. I think. You can always check out the Music Waste website to confirm that. And we just heard there, actually, a cover of an old French resistance song from World War II, La Complainte du Partisan. But this was heavily popularized by Leonard Cohen to a point it was adopted as a Polish solidarity movement theme. And that was the Bleeding Hearts there with their version of The Partisan, which appears on The Bard of Montreal, which is a compilation full of Leonard Cohen covers and otherwise covers of covers that he had done himself too. So you can download that through the Hero Hill blog/website. So that's herohill.com. Great resource for a lot of times Manitoba music in general. There's some Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. And with all that French singing that in the past song there, we'll be getting into our Louisiana theme a little bit later on, but we have a couple little things to drive through before we get there. That's how things usually work in Exploding Head Movies. I promise you one thing, and we get to it eventually. In the background here, this is Gold Panda. Just a humble MP3 that was uploaded on the SoundCloud in April. This is called 4. I believe some new music will be coming off shortly here. Now, I've been talking a lot about coming from Finland, and to the point I was picked this track, I'm like, oh, this sounds perfectly Finnish, and it sounds wonderful. But upon researching the name and an umlaut over the U later, this is totally Estonian, which is about the only similar language to Finn. This is Heino Irisalu, and he was a composer who worked for the then Soviet state television company as a sound engineer. And amongst his operas and concertos that he wrote, he also did music for film and dance. So from his 1977 album, Teme Musikat, We Make Music, in Finnugi, Teme Musika. Anyways, this is Irisalo with Orjakivi here on CITR Vancouver.
Yeah. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Behind me, of course, this is Michael Boyd, Gary Rimmel Malkin's theme to the long-running TV series Unsolved Mysteries. Robert Stack, where are you? Where we need you when these things fly overhead? And we just heard Grimes with Circumambient off of one of the biggest albums this year so far, Visions. Grimes is the project, the musical project of Claire Boucher from Montreal via Vancouver. And she's found more and more boosters as Visions enter more people's heads. Plastic Man actually recently tweeted about listening to Grimes whilst on the road. I played Plastic Man last week before discovering that he'll be playing Celebrities on the 29th of June. Yes! Must go. Anyways, Boucher also has a visual element, so you can always check out Claire Boucher, all one word, .carbonmade.com for some of her paintings and other works that way. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Up next, it is a little unorthodox recent hip-hop. Starting off with the producer behind Killer Mike's latest album, R.A.P. Music. And this man is known as L.P., the alias of Jamie Moline. Runs the definitive Jux Records, which is actually now on hiatus. So Cancer for Cure, his latest album, comes out through Fat Possum instead, while Def Jux takes a bit of a break. Killer Mike does appear on one of the tracks here, but we're going to listen to another cut from Cancer for Cure. This is LP with Drones over Brooklyn.
The method is awesome. Nobody struts when they're down on their knees. This whole racket's for the bees. Fuck my life already. Fuck the law, fuck the sun, say goodnight already. Fuck the spam box, selling shit all right already. We get it, you get it, I bet you, Jesus Christ already.
Drones of a Brooklyn. the horns blow. Feel more soul, I impose. Wreck the shorty, go, let your body go. And after the party, nobody know. Set clothes, close and unclose. More dough, you can see in the stroke. Leave them alone. Behind red ropes, reserve, great bird, blood's to burn. Yeah, yeah. So me, it's beautiful. But so G in the fuel, Capilla dude, through with the dreaming. We beam in the rock, hot like the top of the skin steaming. Watch the scheme and plot, knocked out 3 seconds before the body drops. Summer break like 12 o'clock, 8 a.m. January 1st, the game is his. Too late to hate, drinks in the air, I'm feeling great. Hey, don't care what a doubter think, hate, train, ain't make an alternate. We gon' celebrate, put your drinks up. Hear it out, yeah, check. Turn it up, let the horns blow. Sound like the king is born. Fresh roll, fresh cigar. Roll with the best roll. She roll with the best known. M.E.D. next to blow. D.M.D. Street pose, more graphic than PS3. Real niggas do real things. Brigadine, a hustle, help turn weight to muscle. Yeah, yeah, headphones on, fly with me. Baby, use the tape, escape the city. Black racks tied with disguise identities. High stake, handshake with enemies. Room cake, blow face from Emily. 10 degrees, flow gold like the winter breeze. I'ma stay in season, keep feeling me. Too late to hate, yeah. Drinks in the air, I'm feeling great, hey. Don't care what a doubt of day. Hate, trade, hate, make them alternate. We gon' celebrate.
We got a theory.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
That's right.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
Yes,
I swear.
There's some exploding head movies. I'm Gak. This is CITR 101.9 FM 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca, broadcast here on a UBC campus in Vancouver, Canada. That set started with LP with Drones Over Brooklyn. Then we heard MED with Too Late off last year's album Classic with the Stones Throne label. And MED is short for Metaphor, alias of Oxnard, California rapper. That's Metaphor used to use that in his early days. And Classic's his first album since 2005's Push Comes to Shove. Though he's had a few visits on albums by fellow acolytes, even from Oxnard itself, too. Mad Villain and Loot Pack. We heard a little something from upstate from MED from Oakland that was Main Attractions, spelled with a K and a Z in there somewhere. Perfect Skies. That's off last year's 808s and Dark Grapes, Part 2. And the two guys behind it, Squatta and Mondra, comprise that lo-fi indie rap duo. Standing out as like a really blissed out version, ambient, kind of odd future style there. Behind me here, it's Maceo and the Max, Across the Tracks, We Better Go Back. Originally a 1975 single produced by James Brown for his saxophonist, Maceo Parker. Appears on many a soundtrack ranging from Snatch to the San Andreas version of the Grand Theft Auto video game series. This allows me to segue nicely from the melodies of funk to a track off one of the versions of The Mac. And this is from the score of the 1983 version of The Mac. This is Alan Silvestri featuring the late, great Eugene McDaniels on vocals with In the Beginning. After that, time to get sassy bone with a bit of New Orleans style music. CITR Vancouver.
Baby. love, but it's not enough, oh no.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
Oh, don't you see?
Louisiana. That was Funk Factory with Rien Ne Va Plus. That's off their self-titled release. And behind me is a cumbia version of a Bee Gees song. This is Machuca Cumbia with More Than a Woman. Both of these come from the year 1975, which is when Dr. John released his live album, Hollywood Be Thy Name. And we're going to burn up the rest of our time here, the short amount of time that I am allowed with you before the jazz show with Gavin Walker kicks in. And Dr. John's alias of Malcolm John Rebenack Jr., known to his family as Mac, but otherwise Dr. John, primarily a session musician based out of Los Angeles after Mac got in a whole bunch of trouble in Louisiana, had to be incarcerated, all the fun stuff that he had to do. He's got a new album out. It's called Lockdown Through Nonsuch, and it features a bit of a collaboration with Dan Auerbach from Black Keys, who does some production guitar and singing as well, too. So, sort of a companion to all the funky brass organ we heard before. This sort of scales it back in a rough style. And we're going to dip back to one of his earlier albums from 1968. But anyways, from Lockdown, this is Dr. John with Revolution here on Exploding Head Movies.
Just pray on it right now. Known as the Night Tripper.
got my satchel of gris-gris in my hand. Then we're tripping up and back down the bayou. I'm the last of the best, they call me the gris-gris man. Got many clients, come from miles around, running down my prescription. I got medicine to cure all y'all's ills. I got remedies of every description. I got trouble. You got a bad woman you can't control. I got just the thing for you. Something called controlling hearts and get-together drops. If you work too hard and you need a little rest, try my easy life rub or put some of my boss fix jam in your breakfast. Try a little bit of
hard to sort of slow things down there, but that was one of those great tracks from his first album, 1968's Gris-Gris. That was Gris-Gris Gumbo Yaya, bringing up the Night Tripper alias that he has used on occasion. And he didn't want to be Dr. John. There was someone else that was supposed to be the vocalist for that, but at that point, that person was told not to participate in what one producer called this boogaloo voodoo crap. But Dr. John has been able to parlay this into at least a 45-year career as himself, playing music for over like 50 years now. And the man is still touring, playing live. He's been representing New Orleans after all the damage that Hurricane Katrina had done. And closest that he is getting to town here is the Edmonton Folk Festival, August 12th. I know that he was in town, I think, a few months ago, but we know how well organized and scattershot I am at times. Cue to cross my eyes here. In the background here, this is a little Piero Umiliani. This is a Cinematic Orchestra remix of Panoramica. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies. Coming up very, very soon, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And it'll guide you to midnight, and it'll close our day since Canada Post Rock still on hiatus. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast. Go to www.citr.ca, click on the schedule. You'll see the orange RSS icon there under Monday evenings. You can also search iTunes. You can search Facebook. You can search Twitter. Just type in Exploding Head Movies. It sorts it all out. You can always email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com. Not totally sure what I'm doing next week. I know I've been promising the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. We'll see how my energies fare. Also, Prometheus, that soundtrack is out now for the Ridley Scott prequel to Alien. And also Moonrise Kingdom is out, so that's something to explore. Meanwhile, let's listen to the original version of a Dr. John song we started off with. Blues Explosion covered it earlier. And this was Dr. John's biggest hit from 1973 off his In the Right Place album. This is going to be Right Place, Wrong Time. With any luck, this will be at the right speed, too. So take care, Vancouver. And let's hope for some warm weather now.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 on cable 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Wee-doo-wee. Wee-doo-wee.